Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Turn it up! Turn it up! Let's go!
Man.
Actually, play some Slovenian music.
Yeah,
play some Slovenian music.
What does Slovenian
music?
Funk
good morning,
sound like?
Slovenia. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge. As always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DMVR whenever we sign up. How'd you do tonight, Eric, on your bet?
100%.
Did you really? You only made two bets, but they both hit. That's how.
I made two bets. One bet was comprised of three bets.
That's called a single
it was a parlay.
Leg parlay.
I won 100%. Dev can burn in hell.
Ooh, Dev is fine. Wow. He's not watching.
He's not watching this.
No way. Guys, the Nuggets get the weirdest win. I swear to God, this might be the single weirdest win of the Jokic era. If we had to talk about all wins and rank them from most normal to most weird, I think this was number one.
I think this is going to be a hard job for you, making this a brief recap.
Oh, that's so true, man.
That was the longest basketball
No,
game.
Joke's on you.
Talk about the start and the end. Don't talk about the middle at all.
Joke's on you. When the Nuggets went down 15, stop taking notes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just says Vlatko and like
crooked
letters.
Have so much to get to. This one is crazy. We also have 100 Invisible Threads coming up. As soon as the show is over, it's going to go live. So this is like, settle in. Grab a snack. Maybe make some popcorn. Grab a beverage.
Yeah, dude. Maybe you want. This is like having Thanksgiving with the fellas.
It is. This is like
everybody out there. Eat a turkey.
Eat a turkey. Grab a little turkey. I got Brendan Vogt over here in his finest leather.
What a treat! That game started off like a real treat, and then it turned into a disaster, and then it looked like it might be a treat again, and then it was a disaster. Eric, in the end. What a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat, dude.
Unbelievable treat. I've also got D-Line over here. And guess what? His vibes are all the way up.
My vibes are okay. Yeah, I'm not. My vibe receptacle has been damaged. I'm healing my vibe container. But I filled my vibes up as much as I could. Let's go. I'm all about it. We won the game. I hit all my bets. Even though Brendan Vogt looked at me and said.
I did say I hate
he
your
hated my parlay. He hates winning. That's his problem.
Did a parlay hit in regulation or in overtime?
I won.
There's your answer.
There you go. My God, this was the weirdest game of all time. Nuggets get it 131-126, and it starts weird from the very beginning. Like, no Porter, no Murray, no Bones. Immediately, you just take off, 60 points? No, not quite that much. 50 points? You take off 50 points, Jesus. You think, my God, this is going to be weird. Who else was out? Jeff Green was out.
Jeff Green was out.
Yeah. Jack White was in. It was a very hodgepodge group of players that were out on the court tonight. There were moments where I was like, are these the Nuggets? Like, what's going on? Who are these guys? But they get the win anyway. Let me go through a quick recap. You're right, it's going to be wild. Jokic, super aggressive, man. Do you guys remember the beginning of this game? Jokic came out like... He has not been the most aggressive guy this year. He came out so aggressive. Then the ball got popping. And I think those things are a little bit connected. There was a lot to do also we're going to get into later about how OKC switched up their defensive coverage. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Jokic seeing one-on-one coverage, just going hard at the paint every single time and scoring at will. Then the ball starts popping. And here's the thing. The starting group. What was the starting group? Bruce Brown, KCP, Davon Reed, Aaron Gordon and Jokic. The defensive rotations were incredible. It was the best quarter of defense, I think, in the Jokic era. Maybe in the Jokic era. Yeah. Those guys were rotating everywhere. Denver had a very unique defensive scheme tonight for Oklahoma City. I give Michael Malone a lot of credit. Had a very nice thing going on. We'll talk about it later. And then, Vlatko Chanchar in. DeAndre Jordan out tonight. Was he ruled out, or did they just not play him?
I think he was just a DNP.
A DNP. Decision. So they had nobody available, and they decided not to play
that,
DeAndre
that
Jordan.
Is the I think maybe they listened to the post game last night. They're like, listen, our PR, our public image can't take another DeAndre Jordan. We can't risk it.
I'll tell you what, it made this game like incredible. Jack White also in the rotation, and it was just an aggressive quarter from Denver. They got to the line, they drew fouls, they got to the rim, 38-21 at the end of the first quarter, and I thought, my God, guys, it's a party tonight. And the Nuggets played like the ideal version of the Nuggets in the first quarter. Good defense, smart, good defense, ball popping, Jokic aggressive, no notes, perfect quarter. But then the second quarter happened. First of all, the second quarter started off great because Vlatko Chanchar came in and played mini Jokic. Do you guys remember that part of this game? He was playing mini Jokic, like setting screens, ball was popping, short rolling, making crazy passes. Vlatko Chanchar literally could not have been better tonight. It was unbelievable how good he was.
He's the best Slovenian in the league, would you say?
Tonight he was. Then there was that huge block by Jack White. Do you guys remember this at the rim?
Yeah.
Like, it was a sure dunk. Somehow puts his body, like his first minutes in the NBA for real, and he goes like, well, I might be posterized. And nope.
No, his first minutes in the NBA, he got posterized.
That's true.
These are his second minutes in the NBA.
He went right back for it.
Yeah, I love that, actually.
He actually had two. Then he had another one like the very next play. So Jack White, there you go. Nuggets up 19. What could possibly go wrong? Well, the Oklahoma City stormed back in like 3 minutes. It was all happened in like that. Isaiah Joe catches fire. Closes it to five. He had four threes in that quarter. He caught absolutely fire.
Yeah.
Then SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one of my favorite players. That guy was cooking Bruce Brown. Yeah. Cooking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope tonight. Those guys are too small, man. Like, honestly, they're good defenders, but Shai is tall, long. He gets to his spot, was cooking those fellas. Nuggets had no answer. Jokic took over in the final. He came back in the second quarter, was a little passive. Final minute, he scores, like, 6 points in a row, and it gave the Nuggets a six-point cushion, 69-63. Third quarter, these are my only notes here. Total brick fest for Denver.
Hell yeah, good note.
Oklahoma City changed up their defensive coverage on Jokic's second stint, and then especially in the third stint, just started sending the hard double, daring guys to make shots. Guess what? Nobody did. Denver could not make a shot in the second half of this game. 18-2 run. Vibes absolutely at an all-time low.
The vibes.
I put a poll out where last game was one of the worst losses of the Jokic era. I put out a poll today that said, at that moment, what game was worse, last game or this one? And guess what? This game got the votes.
I voted after the game, and I voted for last game.
Good call, yeah. This one ended up being more.
That's how bad the third quarter was, and that's how hopeless Denver looked. They looked completely inept, and they scored, drumroll please, 15 points. 15 points in the third quarter. My God. Vibe's still miserable in the fourth quarter, but Jokic comes back in. I mean, he had, you know, COVID. He missed all those games. Comes back to a back-to-back. Plays 60 minutes in two games. Absolutely insane.
And hasn't missed a beat.
But the Nuggets went on a 13-0 run, thanks in large part to Aaron Gordon, who just, like, said, F it, I'm going to go beast mode in this game, knocking down his threes, dunking through guys.
Yes.
AG's, like, one of the better dunking through guys players in the NBA, don't you think? Honestly, like, this Dwight Howard is, like, and Shaq are the two, like, two of the ultimate, just, like, two guys hanging on, you go through it. AG is really good at it.
Where he kind of finishes it just over the top.
Yeah.
You meet each other
but
at the
top. But he hulked you. Like, he hulks you out of the way
he
to get to it.
Dudes,
he had a bunch of those. And then he was knocking down threes. Do you guys remember this dumbass play? There was a lane violation.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Nuggets had, and you sometimes see a lane violation on the second shot when you could rebound it. On the first shot, the first of two, there was a lane violation.
In that spot of the game, too.
Dude, I'm telling you, you've got to investigate. If you're in the NBA, you have to be, hold on, a lane violation on the first of two shots?
Like, what was the spread?
There
was
no consequence to that move.
Well, maybe he felt that he was distracted him too much before he shot.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Like, that's a thing that NBA concerned.
I'm trying to.
The most crazy thing I've ever seen. Then Jokic rifles a pass to Aaron Gordon at 130 miles per hour. It clocked in. I had a radar gun on it. Yeah. 130.
That was weird.
It was really great. And then the last play of the game, the last two plays, Vlatko Chanchar, who had been doing a good job against Shai, absolutely clamps him up in the final one. Clamps him up, can't get by him, but then Shai does make a drop-off pass. Vlatko rotates over to him, goes perfectly vertical. It was Jalen Williams. Perfectly vertical and stops that shot. He guards Shai and shuts him down and the dump-off pass. unbelievable defensive sequence from him, and then he missed the three on the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? You know, he wanted more stats.
That's right.
I love that about him because he wanted my parlay to hit.
He wanted your parlay to hit. So you go to overtime, and guess what? Jokic is brilliant. Aaron Gordon's brilliant. Vlatko Chanchar continues to be brilliant. And Bruce Brown picks up a triple-double just for good measure, just to make the vibes even better. And the Nuggets escape with a win. All right, that was a long recap, but man, there was a lot of fun beats to hit there, though, Vo. You have to admit, some of those were fun to relive.
Some of those were fun, buddy. Some
all right, give me your big takeaway from this game.
Are we sure?
Oh, spice it up.
Are we 100% spice positive it up that there is no room in this rotation for Vlatko Chanchar?
You asked this. It's funny because you asked this, you know, it's like sounds like a hypothetical. I would say that that is the wrong question to ask. I think the onus has got to be on how do you not play Vlatko again after that game?
When's the last, and I don't even mean this just to be a shot directly, but because of depth chart, it's relevant question. When's the last time Jeff Green played that well in a Nuggets uniform?
This is going to be a boring game, a bummer of a game to play. I don't want to play this one.
It
is a little tough.
I'm not saying it works that way. I'm just saying, man, there's plenty of food for thought here. Plenty of food for thought.
Oh, but, man, right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, look at that.
But I'm being serious here, D-Line. Like, how do you phrase it? Like, are we sure there's not room for Vlatko, or how can you not play Vlatko and give him more minutes?
Well, I mean, it's weird. It feels like an obvious one-for-one swap. It's like Jeff Green and Vlatko Chanchar should be trading positions. Like Vlatko, if nothing else, at least those two should be platooning that position. Like that's clearly something that is valuable to the Denver Nuggets, to have somebody that can shoot and can be long and be a defensive presence. Like not that Jeff Green can do that anymore, but like he does bring something to the table. It is bizarre. It's weird because Vlatko just played the best game that I can ever remember him playing. I mean, we've always been Vlatko fans here, but
I didn't think he had a game that good.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like this is like even above what we imagined.
Right. Like, I was not on the Vlatko should be playing minutes for sure thing. Like, but this is the thing, Eric. It wasn't like he came out and just, oh, he hit five threes. We got to play him again. Well, he probably won't hit five threes again. It wasn't that. He made all the right plays. He defended incredibly. He kept the ball moving. Like he really captained the second unit tonight.
Yeah.
He was the captain of the second unit somehow tonight as an end-of-bench guy.
He was the only reason they had any sort of identity or something happening, and it wasn't just about making shots. And even, by the way, he finishes, you know, it's a modest night from the field in terms of percentage efficiency. But there were some stretches where he was hitting. He was busting out, like, reverse layups. He had guys in the torture chamber. Also, but
you're right, though. But to your point, though, Davon Reed was 0 of 7. Jack White was 0 of 0. Christian Brown was 0 of 3. And Zeke Nagy was 3 of 5. Him being 7 of 18 is, to me, like, not an indictment. Like,
What did you have? Yeah, totally. And they needed him to be a smart passer. They needed him to be a willing shooter. They needed him to be a good defender. And he was all of the above and even at times a leader out there. It was there's 2 to 3 reasons they don't win this game without Vlatko.
Would you say he was the DraftKings Sportsbook's king of the game?
I'd be a fool not to.
Did I not? Tee it up. There it is. 20 points. Five. Can you believe this dude had 3 block shots?
Wow.
And I'm telling you, the way he kept the ball moving in this game.
What a strange photo, too. It looks like he's bowing to himself.
Yeah, really. It is pretty funny. This is a very unflattering look at Vlatko.
This is the Vlatko Chanchar experience in the NBA. He's the greatest game, and that's the one photo of him.
Hold on, though, Eric. Can you find Bill Simmons' tweet for me real quick? You're saying that Vlatko is the under-the-radar guy, but quietly, Bill Simmons, the podfather himself, is purchasing Vlatko Chanchar stock. Last year, very quietly, allegedly, he did this. is Vlatko too popular now?
Yeah, dude. He's jumped the shark, has he not? But at least he jumped straight up and down.
Nice.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks.
By the way, can we say it? That's a lie. No, you didn't. But that's awesome. I'm glad you were watching Bill Simmons.
We all have this, though, the like where you didn't fire off the take. Here's my take I didn't fire off at the beginning of the year that I wish I would have. It was that Lakers fans are going to pull a 180 and hate LeBron and love Russell Westbrook by the end of the year.
Oh,
and
wow.
It kind of happened. And I was gun-shy to say it. It hasn't fully happened, but I still thought it was kind of a funny one. So he might have had this one that he just never told because he didn't really believe it. That's why. You say things you believe.
That's like the most hipster basketball thing you could possibly tweet.
That's
like I quietly blot that Vlatko. Yeah, you guys didn't know. I didn't tell you. I didn't want to blow up the group chat.
When you show up, you're like, You know, Eurobasket's a little more pure than NBA basketball. I'm more of a Vlatko Chanchar guy.
Hit up the group chat. You fellas see Vlatko's defense on SGA last night?
Here's what I'll say. I think Bill Simmons watches the show. We always do that. Whenever Malone says something that the show
says. It's hard to argue with that.
I think Bill Simmons is a big DNVR secret fan. He doesn't follow any of us. Big fan.
I wish he would buy DNVR stock. Like with money.
With actual money?
Actual, that'd be way better.
Actual invested DNVR. Yeah, come to the DNVR bar. Come on, Bill. Come to the DNVR bar. Vlatko Chanchar was incredible. I mean, I honestly, the start of this game was weird. This game was weird for a couple of reasons. One was the start of this game really was the ideal Jokic ball. This is how you should play. You need more talent than what was on the court, out there. Those guys were playing hard and they played above themselves. But it was like nobody held the ball. Vlatko Chanchar is as good as anyone on this team besides Jokic at making the 0.5 mentality, meaning just like read the court quickly. And if you don't have something, just get to the next sequence.
Right.
And he does it because he's so willing to, and he has like his brain works really, really quickly. And I'm sure he grew up playing this way or whatever. But just having that on the court, him and Bruce Brown and all the other guys were just moving so quick. And you watch it and you go, this is the Nuggets ideal. You want to tweet those things, and then they blow it. But I'm just saying, there is something, too. You need a little bit more talent. This is not a they don't need Porter and Murray type of moment. But it is a, like, you can learn something from this that even when they're back, this is how you play. You move the ball and guess what? You score 40 points in a quarter.
Yeah, there is something to that, for sure.
And isn't Vlatko that guy, though? Like, isn't he a guy that can do this?
I mean, the quick decision thing, absolutely. It's his whole bag, right? That is Vlatko's bag. Is decisive, low mistake, and not too audacious, right?
He's so much more confident than he used to be. Like,
that's a great take.
Well, Slovenia. That's a huge...
We're always like, where's FIBA Vlatko? Like, we've seen this guy be not just like a good player, like a dominant player on really like big stages and share the court and be a very formidable running mate with Luka Doncic and like not be like a massive chasm between those two players' production. Like it's bizarre that he still can't get, I mean, this whole year, every time we're like, you know, we're talking about rotation, it's like, you know, is Vlad going to play? And it's kind of like a weird, funny thing. Like,
it's like
why?
He's below Zeke.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's Vlatko.
I don't know. Maybe Vlatko will play. He plays. He's incredible. Yeah. He's the best player on the floor.
By the way, the Dallas game, too, we're just like right on the heels of that one as well.
The one thing that these games all have in common at this point, we should just start calling them the Vlatko games. But
so true.
I had an interesting conversation with him in the locker room recently about the disparity in terms of like what's asked for him in these different contexts and his confidence. And he said, you know, he's so willing to be a role player, but when he's with Slovenia, they ask more of him. And he finds himself almost turning everything up a notch to fill to the size of that bowl.
Adam, we should ask more of Brendan Vogt.
Well, let's not get carried away. But it just makes me wonder. We've always, you know, Vlatko has been painted into a corner in Denver. But if more is asked of him than 15th man, will his confidence grow with it? And he played with the one European team that plays the most like an NBA style in Slovenia, and they trusted him. And so I just wonder if confidence is the bigger barrier between him and something more than anything else besides playing time.
You know where he looked saucy tonight? Not just confidence. Do you remember the reverse pivot up and under he had in the post where he like faked the guy out of his shorts and then inside pivot, my favorite post move? Like, he had some saucy moves tonight.
Dude, he was coming with the drinkable yogurt tonight.
A little Burek and some drinkable yogurt. So warm. He also had the Bones Highland tonight. We called it the Boneless Highlands. Like he got the ball in the wing, and there was like 4 seconds left, and he's like, "All right, guys, clear out."
You guys
threw the legs like four times, sidestep, brick.
I mean, and he was so lucky that was a brick. Like, he had to give everything he had to make it to the rim with that shot.
What do you have? Did you have something great?
I should wait it for, but we got to do ATA tonight. That's all.
We got to do. Oh, you have some really good ones.
Yeah.
Is this a vote night?
I think, dude,
I'm telling you, Vogt is of all the people I know, he's like the vibes like just make him a different person.
I know, dude.
You're glowing right now.
Is Vogt going to take his shoes off?
Streets are whispering that a certain lowly team in the Eastern Conference just completed the hardest back to back in basketball on the road.
Oh, wow.
Streets are saying.
Wow. Well, all right. There you go. You know who else was great tonight, guys, especially in the fourth quarter? Aaron Gordon. Dude, I'm telling you, AG, man.
We took too long on this.
That's why, look, He had 30 points tonight, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks.
He was incredible.
10 of 16 shooting, and most of that came in the clutch in the fourth quarter, which is why, to me, he's the DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. 30 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, the DraftKings Sportsbook's king of the game.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? How do you evaluate his game tonight, Eric?
I believe that he was the DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. He was fucking incredible. Like, the Nuggets were left for dead by themselves. And then they were like, should we try somehow? Aaron B. Corbin became a dead eye shooter. He was like he really was. Dude, it was like the whole earlier in the game, like he wasn't playing good defense and he was knocking down 3-pointers. We're like, that's Aaron Gordon, the dead eye 3-point shooter that's not good on defense. Like, what is this game? Like, nothing makes any sense. But he just played with so much heart, so much tenacity. You could tell, like, last game really bothered him. He really, like, was not. There were a lot of Nuggets that were just comfortable with the idea of just, like, leaving Oklahoma City and just being like, well, what are you going to do? Like, back to back. But, like, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, Vlatko Chanchar, Bruce Brown, they were like, no, fuck it. Like, this is the Oklahoma City Thunder, guys. Like, what are we doing? Right. We're not going to let this happen. AG was dunking the ball with authority. He was making big rebounds. He was making smart plays. But he was also just making gutsy. Like, the shots he took, like, there were so many no, yeses, like, where he just... And the shots were pure too. Like,
sure.
It wasn't like, oh God, like 2 bounces and it goes in. It just like hit the center of the net. Like, AG was just on it tonight. It was incredible to see, man. You just love to see it, especially a player like AG that's so important to the Nuggets' futures. Just get like that feeling of, you know, being that, like, he's that seeing him be that guy again. Like I'm sure at his zenith, that was like what Orlando Aaron Gordon looked like.
I think Gordon at his best this season, first word I go with is willpower.
Yeah,
and I think of the game when Jokic was out and they looked lost and KCB hit some shots, but then Gordon just, he's like, look, I'm just going to keep this in sixth gear and we'll see what happens. That rebound, that offensive rebound on the Jokic missed free throw.
Oh, I want it more rebound.
That he spit a grown man's rebound. Spins into a contact dunk. At any moment in the game, that's a big play. At that moment, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was huge.
And so it's
I think
just,
it was Jokic missed it, and I just like got deflated for 0.5 seconds.
There's just been all these moments where you go, or a key possession, they kind of flub it, the ball's loose, and there's Aaron Gordon just to tip it to someone's hands. There's just all these moments where he wills the result to be different. And tonight might be the quintessential example of that.
Let's go, dude. AG. A God.
Any others?
A good player.
That's right.
I should have started with the second one.
Yeah, you're kind of going down now. A guy.
A gentleman.
he's kind of a winner. Because, like, he really is a gamer. Where it was, like, fourth quarter, he's a guy that, like, wants to win. That's what I mean. Like, there's... Yeah. You could tell that guy it means something to him, and the game was felt out of reach. We were talking with 10 minutes. This game lasted forever. This was like a 6-hour game. Yeah. Where it was like 10 minutes left in the game, and you're like, man, do the Nuggets look like they're going to come back? Look at them. They all look dead or whatever. And it was at that moment that they made the run, and AG was a big part of that, of just like, come on, guys. Like, let's pick it up. We don't have to just fold. Let's go.
Yeah, dude, like, we can actually win. We're actually the better team. Did you guys know that?
Like, way better.
Did you know that Jokic is on our team? Like,
yeah, maybe a sneaky tank job from OKC, too. Maybe a sneaky tank whatever, job. Whatever. Okay, why are we talking about that stuff? It doesn't matter.
Hey, they sent it to OT.
AG was incredible. The one thing he wasn't incredible at was guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I will say that. He was cooked. Bruce Brown was cooked.
KCP was cooked. Davon Reed
was like, oh, my God.
He was on fire.
He was twice baked.
Yeah, that was not good.
Why are we talking about old stuff, man?
You're right. Vlatko Chanchar?
Hell yeah.
He was not cooked. I'm telling you.
That's why he was. Yeah,
we call him sushi.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we still have to get to Bruce Brown, who had a triple-double. Nikola Jokic had a Sombor double. And a whole bunch of other stuff.
The NBA season is heating up, and the Western Conference is a beautiful mess. There's still so many unknown. I don't know. Who's going to win that? Who's going to win MVP? I mean, we know Tatum's going to slow down eventually, so it's going to be someone else.
We can't stop talking about the MVP yet. I can't handle this.
Look, there's just so much unknown out there in the NBA. But while we're waiting, to know what's going on in the future. We can bet on the present with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. I bet with DraftKings because it's official sports betting partner of the NBA. That's the NBA.
Hell
new
yeah,
customers can bet just $5 pregame money line on any NBA team to win the game, and they get $150 in free bets if they do. Also, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost you get, the more you can win. It's tons of fun. Even I won once.
Yeah, dude. And also, everyone can win 100% of their bets if they listen to me, Eric Weedham, right. D-Line.
Professional gambler, Eric Weedham, D-Line Co. So go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Plus, place a same-game parlay, combine multiple bets. And the more legs you add, the more you will win. Download that app now. Sign up with code DNVR. Place a $5 pregame money line bet on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets. If they do, that's code DNVR.
Let's
only go. At DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See those show notes for details. It's one thing to play golf. It's another thing to play golf and look dope. That's why we're telling you about Pins and Aces. Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our golf now. We love Mitch. We love Spencer. And we love the funky clothes they wear.
Dude, they're so funky.
So funky. We love all the compliments that they get, that you get, DNVR members, when you're wearing Pins and Aces gear on the course. Pins and Aces, family-owned and based right here in Colorado. So they're a perfect match for us. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and even the most important component of any golf trip, an innovative product that allows you to store 7 beers right inside your golf bag. And keep
formerly, that was just your stomach.
That's right.
Now, but now you can space it out.
You go, hey, man, that looks like a sick, what is that, like a club? What's that case? Is that a new club you bought? And you're like, no, these are 7 beers.
Yeah, we're sticklers for the rules here. If that's a club, prove it by hitting a ball with it. I would do it, then I would drink those 7 beers.
you can with 7 beers. Check out pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR to get 15% off your 7-beer case or whatever it is you want. Get free shipping with your first order. That's pinsandaces.com.
Let's go.
Back here, segment 2, DMVR Nuggets podcast. Don't forget that this is a live show, post-game, right here from the DMVR bar. But if you miss it live, you can always check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're there all the time. Is it? It's kind of. Are you taking your clothes off? Gosh dang it, man. Vote get
what's,
naked again.
What's happening right now? Is this the worst? This seems like a bit, but he's really just taking his shirt.
Yeah, it really is just taking your clothes off.
Normally on this show, if that happened, he would sit back down and he'd be dressed as a judge or a policeman or something. But it's just Brendan.
I'm heating up.
Guys, tonight. Oh, by the way, so 100 Invisible Threads is premiering here in 35 minutes. We got Ryan Green in the house, the director, the editor, the producer of the photographer, the videographer, the cinematographer. We got that premiering in 35 minutes. I can't wait for it. You guys got to hang around. You don't have work tomorrow. You guys don't have anything to do. You sleep.
Yeah, dude. If I hear one excuse,
if I hear one single lousy excuse, Bruce Brown tonight, guys. Let me just read you off a stat line. You tell me if this is good or not.
So good.
17 points.
That's good.
13 rebounds.
That's very good.
10 assists.
That's okay.
4 steals.
Jesus.
50% from the field.
Hold on.
3 of 6 from three.
Is that a triple-double?
That's a triple-double. It's not even like a baby triple-double where you sneak some of the stats in. 13 rebounds, 10 assists.
Eric, who is the last Nugget that's not Jokic to get a triple-double?
It's Bruce Brown. It just happened.
I would guess it would be Aaron Gordon.
Andre Iguodala. I want Iguodala.
Way. I want Iguodala.
I want Iguodala.
Give me Iguodala.
Doesn't that say, could you say that Bruce is, I mean, with a stat line like that, would you say that he's
Mr. Nugget? I'm sorry.
DraftKings king of the game. Adam's
man,
fired.
Adam's
fired. He's king our DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and 4 steals. Bruce Brown, Downtown Brown, Locktown Brown, Floatertown Brown.
Yeah, Floatertown Brown.
He was Floatertown Brown. Wow, he was the DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game tonight. That's what he was. Mr. Nugget, maybe, but I mean, there's a lot of Mr. Nuggets. We were joking actually earlier. Is Vlatko Mr. Nugget? Is there a chance that Vlatko could be a sneaky Mr. Nugget?
Listen, there can only be one Mr. Nugget, but there can be many little Mr. Nugget Juniors.
That's right.
Little Mr. Nugget.
Little
I
Mr.
Love
Nugget
it.
Juniors.
Well, it's Lil.
They don't want us to call him that.
Vlatko Chancher is officially a Lil Mr. Nugget Junior.
He got his badge.
We haven't even drank
Bruce
yet.
Brown was I'm telling you, some of this game, like, I would be, you guys know what kind of takes I'd be having right now if the second and third quarters didn't happen. Because
I know, I'm kind of glad they did.
Because I just like all the guys that are like good Jokic players were freaking incredible tonight. In fact, you want to make a funny joke. The Nuggets did not solve any of their issues tonight. When Jokic was on the court, they crushed, and guys looked good. And when he was off, they got murdered.
Yeah, that's correct.
The good thing is that they played 40 minutes tonight.
But that's not their issue. That's their identity.
It's their identity. It's so true. Bruce Brown was just incredible tonight. The passing. I will say, though, the defense does stick out. In a bad way.
There is, for the multiple plus defenders brought in on the perimeter defense is still sometimes lacking.
It's just keeping guys in front of you, because here's what happened tonight. So the Nuggets had a really nice switching scheme tonight, whereby they would allow themselves to get beat, help on the drive, and recover immediately. So it was almost like they were planning on Xing out. Very, very quickly, you decided to stop going away from some of these. You know, they would space the court a little bit better, and they would stop going to screen and roll, because they're like, I don't need to get Bruce off me. I'm just going to go around him.
Yeah.
And they would just score on him. So, like, his one-on-one containment against Shea and even Lou Dort tonight was not exactly encouraging. But the rest of his game was very encouraging.
And to be fair, Shea gave it to everyone not named Vlacco. And I mean everyone.
But yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he's very good.
Any other thoughts on Bruce Brown? I thought you guys were going to be a little more hyped for that.
Well, I got lost in the chat a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. When you guys are talking.
What are they saying? Are they excited about the Nuggets?
Let me see. Do you?
Oh my God! You guys know who else was
the Nuggets?
You guys,
I'll let you know.
I hate that. That's funny, but it is actually.
Well, I'll get back to you. But no, Bruce Brown is incredible, dude. Like, he's just one of those guys that
he really did.
He just does what is required. Like, he's just when we got him, like another one of these guys, like he and KCP. It's like, dude, those are the perfect guys. Those are the perfect guys.
Yeah.
KCP wasn't perfect tonight, but I mean, it's just like a guy. These are guys that can step up when it's needed. And
here's what's Bruce crazy about this. Here's what's crazy. KCP is now below 50%. He's at 49.4%.
How dare!
But here's what's great. Bruce Brown up to 40%. Vlatko Chanchar at 39%. Aaron Gordon up to 38%. Isn't that wild? Remember when he was like 0 of 17 to start the year, or whatever
say,
it was.
Yeah, it's been sneaky good.
What has he been over the last like 12 games? I bet you it's been like 55%.
On that note, Bruce Brown has an underrated jumper aesthetically. It's a really pretty jumper.
All right,
there's really a lot like of it. Arc to that bad boy.
Yeah, it's a big arc. He had some big ones tonight. He's awesome, man. I don't know. The Bruce thing is kind of funny because just everyone was like, you're going to love this guy. And we were like, yeah, I think we will. And then we have. That's not like a lot to the story.
It never happens here. Like in Denver, I don't know if I think it does happen all the time in like LA and shit, where all of the fan base is like, can we acquire this one player? And then they actually do it. And you're like, what the hell is that? Yeah.
And then, like, wait, that's sick.
Yeah. What? Like normally you're just like, oh, why? You tell me you couldn't trade, blah, blah, whatever. But like, it actually happened the way, like, we actually got KCP, we actually got Bruce Brown, and it's, like, actually incredible. It's, like, it's so sweet. Is this how the other half lives?
That's how we live, baby.
Guys, tonight, Nikola Jokic, the reigning two-time MVP, had 39 points.
Whoa.
On 11 of 15 shooting, which is hilarious. Dude. 39 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 16 of 18 from the foul line. He was a plus 11. I mean, they dominated when he was on the court tonight. That's why he's the DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. Absolutely the DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. 39 points, 9 assists, and rebounds. A Sombor double. Might as well get a Sombor double. I had a guy tonight. Oh, go ahead.
They blew upwards of 15 Jokic assists.
Jokic tonight. Should have had 20 assists tonight.
It's so heartbreaking.
Dude, you'll never notice a miss assist more unless you bet on it. Like, when you gamble on assists.
So true.
Like, before you'd be like, oh, that idiot missed the shot. Now you're like, that idiot missed the shot.
There was one play tonight where Jokic got a wide open three-pointer for, like, KCP. They missed it. He grabbed the offensive rebound. Then he got a wide open three for, like, Vlatko. He missed it. And then he got a wide open dunk for AG.
Who got
missed
blocked.
It but got fouled. Jesus. And then he went 1 of 2 from the foul line. Like, Jokic generated two threes and one dunk, and the Nuggets walked away with 1 point and zero assists.
So Aaron Gordon had two dunks that did not turn into points that were should have been assisted by Jokic. I noticed because I was very much keyed into that. Anyway, I've got the results from the chat. They like the Nuggets.
They do like them. Right. Well, there you go.
To a man.
To a man. To a man. I had somebody in my mentions tonight, and I had to mute him. I think I've seen him before, and I had to hit the mute button. I don't do it often, But I had to hit the mute. Because they would not stop arguing that, not with me, just like the other people, but telling me, they were writing to me, that Jokic tonight was being selfish by not being aggressive.
Tonight?
He had 39 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
He shot 18 free throws.
He shot 18 free throws and 15 shots. And I was just like, I'm telling you, we're so warped by Jok.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're not aware of this and you can't remember what it looked like 2 games ago, we didn't have him. It was the darkest moment in Nuggets history. You're like, Jesus Christ, this is what it looks like for another basketball team to play that doesn't have Nikola Jokic. Like, do I even like basketball?
I know.
I don't.
He just carries it. I'm telling you, the Thunder tonight, I think Dejnot's going to be a phenomenal coach. I pray that Oklahoma City never figures it out and gets high draft picks, because I really do think he's a great coach, and I think Shea's an incredible player.
Yeah,
and I'm like, they're already cooking with gas here, and I don't want it to, you know, explode. But he was very smart in that. Jok got it going. They put that defensive, you know, changed things up defensively and just started throwing the hard doubles. But I thought Jok tonight in particular did a good job of shooting through double teams. You know, sometimes he'll like...
Yes, 100%.
Tonight, he was going through contact. He was just being so aggressive.
It looked like... And it's necessary against that defense because they were collapsing hard. But it did look... It looked like the Clippers and the Pelicans game where he was like, all right, if I have to step through three guys, I will. But I'm shooting this thing. And just... He liked the whistle he was getting because he was getting a good whistle. And it's just funny to remember what it's like when he actually gets that whistle, because that is how you stop him near the rim. You foul him. And that wasn't an option tonight. And I think he trusted the whistle and himself to just go to that time and time again and get either a good look or free throws out of it. Jokic was near flawless tonight. I'm not.
Dude, he was incredible. It's so hilarious.
King
when
of
Jokic,
the game.
Dude, I know, beautiful. So well deserved. When Jokic wants to score and he just scores, and it's like, it just seems like, why would it really is just like you playing against your little brother on a mini hoop. You just like slides through, no one can stop him. It's exactly what, as Adam pointed out, like he and Luka Doncic are so similar. Like they just go at their own speed, just get to the rim unencumbered, doesn't really matter. They're gonna make the shot. There's absolutely nothing you can do. It's funny to watch like the defender that's the primary defender on Jokic that gets switched off onto him, and like like a smaller guy try to play defense against Jokic, and just their face drop after not only did Jokic just completely sun them, but they also got a foul on top of it. And they're just like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is insane.
It was nice though. You always talk about reminder games. This was kind of a reminder game in that it was like, Jokic didn't have Murray or Porter, and he clearly had a different mentality in this game, like where he wasn't like, no, I want to get everyone going. I want to show him how to do it. Tonight was one where he's like, I got to go to MVP Jok from last year because I don't have my guys.
Necessity.
And you're like, oh, that's right. 39 points on 15 shots. That's just what he does when he wants to. And oh, by the way, gets a win too. Like this drags the team to a victory. So,
oh, man, they really had to get that one up from the mud.
Ugh. God, we needed that one. I'm telling you, it improves the Denver Nuggets to 11-7, which is so much better than 10-8.
Oh, man, especially so when I tell you guys the results later.
And they got the Clippers coming up, obviously, on Friday. We'll be back here, obviously, for that one. But then they have the two home games against Houston. And I'm telling you guys, this has been Nuggets purgatory. We're almost at a point where I feel like it's like, hey, now's the time. You're reconditioned. You get Jamal Murray
refurbished.
You get some of these guys back, and it's like you got some easy ones, and you have a home heavy stretch coming up after that. Like, now's the time to you got out of here. Now's the time to kind of recalibrate and get ready to put the knockout punch in.
It's time. I mean, we were streaking before COVID came and reared its ugly head.
It was so lame.
Effing COVID outbreak in November of 2022.
Seriously, like, what are we doing? So lame, man.
Yeah.
COVID is lame.
Let's take a break. On the other side, we got a lot of super chats to go to. We got it around the association. And then, in just 25 minutes, the premiere of 100 Invisible Threads on YouTube. We're going to be watching it live with all you guys.
Shout out to Serbia. By the way, guys, Serbia-Brazil play tomorrow in the World Cup. Go Serbia.
Let's go Serbs, baby.
I'm in a tough spot with that one.
Serbia.
Michelle Serbia. Does not want to know.
I
got to
say, every Serb in the chat that hates your... official World Cup kit. It looks awesome.
You like it?
Yeah, they just don't like that it's gold, but it's beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Serbia soccer kit. I'm looking up while you do this.
Right. Let's do the ad read, because Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. You can find all kinds of Breck goodness on tap and in the fridges at the DNVR bar, which is located on York and Colfax. Walk in, just start yelling Breck Brew at people until someone gives you one. An easier way to find Breck Brew is to go to the Breck Beer Locator. You can find Breck Brew from your house. I mean, you're going to have to leave your house, but you can find it from your house. Google Breck Beer Locator. Tell it which kind of beer you want. Tell it where you are. It'll tell you where to go next. I'm a simple man. I like when it's all laid out for me like that. Check out the Breck Beer Locator and locate some Breck beers. They're our friends, and we love them. Or you can come to the DNVR bar in York and Colfax, because we love to see you here as well. You can also, just at the last second, find the best seats to Denver Nuggets games, to Colorado sports, to events all around Denver. Because Game Time is the hottest new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. Ever dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could? It's possible with Game Time. Just check. You just never know. People can't make it. People want to sell these things. People are willing to drop the prices. People just want to get them off their hands. Game Time takes advantage of that dynamic. They put your butts in the best seats for the best prices. You don't find a better deal on Nuggets games this season than with Game Time. Created by the fans, for the fans. So if you love DNVR, you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is to by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Make sure you always check out the show description. We got links, we got deals. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Alrighty, back here, final segment, DNVR Nuggets Podcast, a.k.a. The Winner's Lounge. We got some super chats to get through. What do we got? Excuse me. Who wants to read these?
I know it was a tough rotation tonight, but Davon over Christian, that was a clown show. For the podcast listeners, he spelled clown in a very clever way.
Dude, I love it, man. Dude, our readers are so good.
That's a
good
one.
It's like you know what I love? Because this is internet culture that goes back all the way 20, 25 years. When the comment section is so creative, you're like, it's like there's a badge of honor when you come up with a creative super chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a great one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One. Yeah, the rest of you need to pick your shit up in this chat.
He's also not wrong. Davon Reed in 2022? Nicholas Perdue says, if Vlatko is not in the rotation going forward, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
I'm telling you, man. I just want to see it. I just want to see it. That was so, and here's the thing. Here's what's funny about all of it. He was good in the ways Malone most appreciates.
I know. But Malone was like, God damn it, he's tall Faku. He's like, that's all I've ever wanted my whole life. He was here the whole time.
He's like a 6'9" Jack Faku.
I don't know how to feel, but that's conflicting for me. But he's tall.
Huh. I love it. All right, what else?
David W. says, Oklahoma City Thunder? More like Choklahoma City Blunder. Hell yeah, David.
Hell yeah.
What's up, D-Line? Also vote. I never told you this, but I appreciate your commitment to leather jackets.
Thanks, David. City Blunder. I love it, dude.
I appreciate the compliments. The homie Ben Mac says, Vlatko, knock it. I'm going to do these like Zach Stevens does. Yeah. Vlatko, knocking down threes. I can't even do it.
Yeah, you can. That was really good.
You got like really insulting pretty quick.
Making post moves and locking up Shea. Getting assists and never giving up on the play.
Wow.
Wow.
I agree with that.
Strong agree.
He was incredible. Who can you read this one like? Do it in dev.
Oh, man. He'd be like, oh, man.
What?
Oh, man.
Don't elaborate on that. Shouts Jack White, Josh Barnett, super chat from Australia. Shout out Australia. We see you.
Oh, yeah. Jack White. Yeah, we need Jack White to hit, man. I want to go to Australia.
Dude, Jack White was dope.
Yeah, me too.
He was dope. He was great.
He's the RG,
you ready to go to Australia?
Sure.
Who do you think parties harder, Serbia or Australia?
Australia.
That's before a tough
you finish,
head-to-head.
Before you finish that sentence. Australia.
That's a tough head-to-head.
Yeah.
All right. Are there more, Kel? Amanda Myers, who was downstairs because she's a homie and she's always here. Happy Turkey Day to all that celebrate. Everyone check out 100 Invisible Threads after this Winner's Lounge. It's fantastic. Avs scored? Go
Avs won in overtime. Hell yeah.
Overtime win?
Yes, sir.
Dude.
Oh, no, it's not. There's three. Oh.
Wait, is there,
second period?
How is their game over? It started at 8. Dude.
My eyesight's not that great.
Come on, Adam.
My eyesight's not that great.
Bradley Moss says a $10 super chat. Denver Nuggets are like a toxic ex that gaslights you into thinking they're a great team. Then they turn around and play awful just to make it up to you in the end.
That sounds like your personal playbook, Bradley.
I think you might have some unhealthy relationships.
Listen, Bradley,
the Denver Nuggets are like therapy. Are like a toxic relationship.
Do you want the raspberry one?
Dude, give me raspberry, bro.
Oh, I want raspberry.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, that's the good one.
Oh, we got another one.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting it.
Another super chat. $5. Mile High Vibe says Vlacco made guarding SGA looked like child's play. Vlacco clamp char. Clampy.
Dude, how does this work?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know. I've been trying to open this for 10 minutes, so the chat's making fun of me.
Dude, there's a lot of frivolity going on downstairs. People are feeling happy.
Because it's three-on-three hockey. That's why. Four-on-three.
Adam does not know a single thing about hockey.
I just can't see it.
Adam, get one thing right.
There's such a thing as three-on-three hockey. Don't tell me.
Yeah, that's in overtime.
Oh, yeah, that's the
That's why
stuff.
I thought it was overtime. Now you see why these things are linear
but it's
in my
not
mind.
Three,
you're acting
it's
like I'm an
three,
idiot.
It's not
you guys
three
want an
three.
ETA?
Let's go around the association.
All right, guys. The Western Conference is a bit of a cluster mess, as you know. So let's take a look at some of our friends around the league.
Yeah, tell me. Walk me through this.
Around the association.
I should give you around the association every time.
So listen, man. Detroit kind of stinks, right?
And Detroit basketball.
That's a really tough loss for the Nuggets, especially when you're chasing the Jazz in the standing. What's that? Detroit beats Utah 125-116. The toughest back-to-back in basketball is looking a little bit
this
soft.
This is so
this
lame.
Year.
Yeah, actually, I'm embarrassed
looking
a for
Denver bit.
And Utah.
Yeah, we got
to
get our...
We're all like, we act like altitudes. Yeah. They're coming to the mountains, baby,
the
ready.
And
then
Pistons
the fucking Knicks
just,
and Pistons come in. And
that's not great.
We're like, but, oh, are the Knicks good now? No, they're not. They just beat the Nuggets and the Jazz. Somehow.
It is good for the standings. You know what else is good for the standings? The Portland Trailblazers winning all those feel-good games. Not tonight. They lose by 8 to the Cleveland.
It felt bad, too.
Let's take a look at the box score. No Dame Lillard tonight. And let's look at the Cavaliers. 34 for Donovan Mitchell, 24 for Darius Garland, 24 and 13 for Jared Allen. I like Jared Allen, man. He's a fun player. Cleveland's a good team, and they were better than Portland tonight. So that's another dub for us, fellas. How about the Sacramento Kings? I can't believe I'm saying it, but we're standings watching the Sacramento Kings because they just won't stop winning.
They
Except
stopped.
For tonight.
They stopped.
They stopped. They lose two. They Atlanta, fall. Who did
Atlanta
they lose
Hawks.
To? The Atlanta Hawks. 115-106. Who balled out for Atlanta? Trae Young had 35-7. And the Kings fall. Kevin Huerter, the pride of upstate New York, 3-7, continues his hot shooting from deep. But it's not enough. No beam for the Kings. And the Clippers are down 8 to the Golden State Warriors with 6 minutes left in the third. That game is on ESPN, for those of you who are interested. And the Clippers are another one of those teams that are pushing for the top of the West.
They're pushing, baby.
This could be a great results night for the Nuggets if they also lose.
That's
They've
right.
got no Kawhi, no Paul George. So tough sledding for them. That looks like a Golden State win. Speaking of missing stars, let's look at our good friends in Philadelphia. You guys know we love the 76ers and their fans. They lost to the Charlotte Hornets because they have no Joel Embiid, no James Harden, or Tyrese Maxey. It's tough times in Philly right now, and the Charlotte Hornets get a win.
Can you imagine playing a game without two of your top players?
Man, it would be so hard.
Oh, man.
I'd rather kill myself.
They didn't have Vlacco. You know what I'm saying?
I do know exactly what you're saying.
Can we pause around the association real quick? You declared that the game against Dallas was better than 7 because there was only one of Nuggets' stars. Is this one better?
No,
because they had Jokic. In this one,
That was the whole. That was the entire point.
No, they also had in Jack the seventh, White. Jack White wasn't playing in the other
had
one.
They had Jokic.
I love Jack White.
Jokic
by the way. I don't
scored
even know
like
why
100
like,
points tonight. Like my God,
Davon Reed started the night. Come on, guys.
Guys, don't look now. Minnesota Timberwolves two games up above 500.
They honestly are on the comeback trail.
Yeah, they are. It's almost
the Pacers
like,
were
know,
good.
It was like six games or something.
Actually, Pacers, Timberwolves, sneaky good game, streaking teams.
Sneaky good game, and I saw some quotes. I know Chris Finch was really happy with this one. It was a good win for them. They controlled the whole way. Karl Anthony Towns, 23-11-8. Jaden McDaniels, who's been steadily improving, coming on the scene, he puts in 18. Rudy Gobert, 21-16. So the Twin Towers both get a double-double. Wow, all the starters played well. Good night for Minnesota. They are trending in the right direction after a truly alarming start to the season. This one, mixed feelings for me. Good result for the Denver Nuggets.
I'm actually surprised you're going over this game.
Well, another Western Conference foe fell. The Dallas Mavericks looked woefully undermanned and just outgunned against the Boston Celtics.
Another Bill Simmons shout-out here. This is 2-on-1 show. Starting to talk about, when does Luka want out? When's he going to ask out? Is that a good bill?
That actually was a really good bill.
It was great.
I'm just saying,
everyone would appreciate hearing that except Bill Simmons.
Except him watching the show right now. I was going to invest in
that guy. You say that. He did put up 42, 8, and 9 tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
And it wasn't even close.
You got to give him help.
They got drugged.
These guys, they waste their careers.
Christian Woods, 34 minutes off the bench as one of the weird lineup charades of the NBA continues. Jason Kidd just won't start him, but he put up 26 and 12. Off the bench. Dallas falls to Boston. Boston looks really good, and I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Jason, it really is a drag. They're going to be our foes in the finals. Just be ready for that, man.
I am ready.
You're ready?
I am ready for that. Oh, let's go. I am ready for that.
I love that in that concept, the part you focus on is that we're playing the Celtics. Not that we're in the finals. Yeah, of course.
The Chicago Bulls get another big
win. Hell yeah, they did. King of the fourth.
The Milwaukee Bucks, who are sputtering a bit here in November, they lose 118 to 113 to the AKs, the Arturises. DeMar DeRozan, 36 points.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mid-range tactician. As far as other relevant results for Denver, the Pelicans did win. That's pretty much the one team that they're in the mix with that won tonight. Other than that, a lot of good results. Miami got a win over the West Unseld Juniors. Let's check in on some
real quick. Speaking
friends.
Of Arturis, he's featured in two different ways in the documentary.
Is he really?
Yeah, just take it with you. Keep that in mind.
One is he's being interviewed. The other one, he's attacking Adam viciously.
No Monte for the Wizards tonight. Thrillium B. Barton, 13-7-7 off the bench, but the Wizards lose. That's about it, fellas. Good night for the Nuggets result wise.
Hell yeah, dude.
We'll take it.
I'm feeling thankful.
We'll take it.
RG, why don't you come on over here real quick? Actually, let RG grab a seat real quick. One of you guys want to get up? Either one of you. It doesn't matter which one. Or you can hop in. He just needs a mic. But you could stand back here because you have to take a shot with us. RG, I've watched this movie of ours 100 times.
That's good to know.
Are you once?
Yeah.
Have you watched it all the way through, actually?
No, because I know what every section is word for word.
All right. Yes. Are you nervous? You're like me. You guys know me. I'm a nervous Nelly when we're about to. We worked hard on this one.
Yes. A lot of work was put in. And it wasn't like unexpected. It was going to be a lot of work.
I'm surprised that a movie is like hard.
But yeah, it turns out an hour's worth of video is hard to edit.
It was very hard to edit, but I'm excited for everybody to see it. Just so you know, I've been like begging there's marketing. My marketing has been calling everyone I know to watch it. I'm just like, guys, will you please just like it? We'll find out in 5 minutes.
You clearly have not majored in marketing.
We're about to test in 5 minutes. So one of the cool things about this trip is obviously we met so many people, and people brought us gifts. Like, and it was really cool. This gift, do you remember what's so cool about this one specifically?
The shape of the bottle? Or
No, the name.
The name, that is correct. The name is Ogiena.
Oh, Ogiena, right.
The name of Yogi's daughter, of course. Is the name of this Rakia. And I can't remember. I feel so terrible. I don't remember who it was that brought this to us. I don't remember the name. I remember the person, but I don't remember the name of the person that brought this. They brought us a bottle, which we all drank in one night, the very night
it's
that
in
it was
the
given
vlog.
To us. Yeah, it's in the vlog. And then also we got it because we got these little individual ones, which we were going to save for everybody to be here. Kale's got one for us right here.
Turns
and we were going to drink
seven
it
people.
At some special point. We couldn't get seven people in the same room together, so we'll do it tonight on the premiere.
Jeevily.
Remember, you don't shoot it.
You sip it. You
make
sip
contact.
It.
Make eye contact.
Jeevily, everyone. Jeevily. Oh, Rakia.
Dude, remember when we used to drink this in the morning?
You know
I miss
what?
This stuff.
I do remember that. You know what? Have I grown accustomed to it?
It's so good. I have not had this
I've
in a while.
I've fallen further from the tree.
That
was rough.
That's because I gave you the. I'm telling you, I gave you the raspberry
one.
Yeah,
raspberry's got some stuff in it. All right.
I got a pear one over here. What do you have, RG?
I've got pear. That's a very good one.
What did you get? Keens? You have peach.
Keens. Sorry, Keens.
All right. Without further ado, guys, in 10 minutes.
Also, Brandon Wheatley.
Brandon Wheatley.
Oh,
And also,
he did a lot.
Hold on. Brandon Wheatley put in hours and hours of animation. Oh.
A ridiculous amount
Eric
of hours.
Eric Weedham designed the posters. Let's go. Let's
Eric
watch.
Eric Weedham did a few things.
Honestly, it's true. Brandon Wheatley, a guy who's worked with us on a lot of different animations and this and that, and Eric came up with a very good looking design because you'll see a lot of animations in this, and it's really, really.
I love Rakia.
Anyway, Jeevely to everybody. We'll see you guys. I hope you stay over. Click on over 100 Invisible Threads live in 8 minutes. We'll see you over there.
Adios.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.